Don't let us hang around this town and let what others say come true. We're just good for nothing, they all figure.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nick, and you are tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.
About 6 p.m. in the nation's capital. The name of the show is News Views. My name is Garland Nixon. I'm on every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. here on your Pacifica affiliate in Washington, D.C. That's WPFW 89.3 FM, Washington, D.C. And don't forget, you can find us online at 89. You can find us at WPFWFM.org. We've got everything's there. Let's say you miss a show. We've got archives there. You can see that this week's, last week's shows, one of the other shows you like. That's great. And, of course, we've got a donate button. As you know, we don't get any corporate money, so it's always good to go to WPFWFM.org and, you know, donate here and there as best you can. Certainly appreciate it. All right. Lots going on. The inauguration this week. Donald Trump's now president. And, you know, I've been watching everybody, watching, you know, as you know, if you listen to this show, I am neither Democrat nor Republican. And so the way I put it for anybody new is what I try to do when it comes to politics. I try to pretend as though I'm an alien and somebody dropped me on the earth. And I don't know. I don't have a side. I don't have anything. I don't stand. I simply am trying to figure out what's what. And let me just say, if I were an alien and dropped on this earth, I wouldn't be enamored with humans. Trust me when I tell you this. You got 21st century technology and first century mentality. All right. You just I don't see much difference between humans now and the Crusades, except that they got cell phones. Just cell phones with people from the mentality of medieval time, warring tribes. I tell you, the humans of the world are still just warring tribes, very, very easily misled and bamboozled. Oh, my gosh. But don't start me in on humans, y'all. Don't start me in on humans. Anyway, so I'm looking at this week and, you know, it's interesting looking at parties for this reason, because this is what it seems to have become to me, right? It's an all or nothing. If you're a Republican this week, Donald Trump is the savior of all saviors. He's going to fix cultural issues. He's going to fix economic issues. He's going to fix foreign policy. He's going to fix it all if you're a Republican. He's the man. He knows what's wrong, and he knows how to fix it, right? He's a genius, and anything he does that seems weird, he's playing 3D chess. He's smarter than all of us. He's got it all figured out. We could never figure out. That's if you're a Republican. Now, if you're a Democrat, you're completely on the other end of the scale. He's a fascist. He's the man of all evil. Oh, Donald Trump's president, and the sun will never shine again. It will rain every day of our lives. It will be miserable. And I'm like, these extremes, that's just not the way reality works. And it says to me that I live in a country of people that have been brainwashed. Well, I'll put it like this. The people who are the diehard for the two parties. I mean, I just got to say, people ain't going to like, I don't care. You know, I'm just a person. I think it is my duty to get on the air and to say what I think. And of course, you know, I'm going to open the phone lines up so you can get in here and challenge me. But it's my duty to say that. And I think if you're a diehard Republican or a diehard Democrat, you need somebody like me every day, every now and then to say, what are you thinking? Because that's what I think when I listen to diehard Democrats in my family and people that I know that are diehard Trump supporters. I got a really close fishing buddy that's diehard Trump supporters, and just listening to the extremist nature of thinking. He's either the winner who's going to fix it all, or he's the evil demon who's going to screw it all up. And nobody asked like themselves questions about, is it possible that I could be wrong? Let me say this, because I had a caller, this was about a month ago, and it said something to me that I noticed, I've heard it again. And I find it disturbing, shall we say, because of the way I think. I try to be a critical thinker, right? I try to to be as open a thinker I can, to have an open mind. I try that no matter what I say. To me, there's a question you should always ask yourself. I always ask myself this, and this is a healthy question. When you believe something, when you think something, here's a question. Is there any possibility you could be wrong? Right? And I've said that to people who are like, over, because anytime you ask me that, I don't care how staunchly I believe it. If you say, Garland, is there any possibility you could be wrong? I'm going to say, of course there is. There's always a possibility. For instance, let me give an example. My middle name is Ronald. And if I say my middle name is Ronald and somebody says, is there any possibility you could be wrong? I could say, well, actually, there is. Actually, there is. Because when I was born, my mother said to the hospital, his name is Garland Randall Nixon. But back then, when things were still on stone tablets, you know what I mean? Back then, they probably used hieroglyphics. But whatever the case, when the birth certificate came in the mail, it said Garland Ronald Nixon. So my name, officially, my mother named me Randall, but they screwed up the name on the birth certificate, and it was Ronald. So even if I say my name is Garland Randall Ronald whatever, and you say, could you be wrong? Well, technically, I could, because they screwed up the name on the birth certificate. I could always be wrong. So a couple months ago, I had a caller, and he said something, whatever he believed about Trump, right? And I said, well, that's, you know, you're welcome to your opinion. And here's what he said. And the reason I'm telling you this, because somebody else said this to me recently. I said, well, you're welcome to your opinion. He says, that's not my opinion. And I was like, well, you just told me it was your opinion. It's not. It's a fact. And immediately my brain said, well, there's a problem here. This man doesn't know the difference between an opinion and a fact. And if you don't know the difference between an opinion and a fact, that means you're kind of lost out there, aren't you? Because there's a difference between an opinion and a fact. A fact, there's no possibility you could be wrong. An opinion, there's always a possibility. And you have a right to your opinion. But I had someone say something to me earlier this week about politics. And I said, well, you know, I mean, that's a good opinion. Yeah, it's not an opinion. That's a fact. And I thought to myself, again, the only thing you've told me is that you don't know the difference between an opinion and a fact. Why is that? Because particularly the two parties in America, what the one thing that I don't like where we are now is that what we've gotten away from in America, people have been brainwashed away from critical thinking, figuring things out, of leaving open that possibility that I could be wrong, of trying not, well, I'm a Democrat, therefore, all these things. If I'm a Democrat, I have to believe all of these things because I'm a member of the party and my group all believes this. And we've got certain people that are evil, and every Democrat knows they're evil, and certain people that are good, and every Democrat knows they're good. Now, if I'm a Republican, we got certain people that everybody knows is good and certain people that everybody knows is evil just because I'm a member of that party. I find that mind-numbing. If I ever do that, if you ever find me in a group and I say, well, you know, we all believe this as a member of our group, it's got to be true, take a sledgehammer and put me out of my, hit me right in the head because my brain ain't working anyway. Please put me out of my misery because I don't exist anymore. I am now a member of a brainwashed cult, and that's where we are. We got a couple of, you know how long I've been saying that, brainwashed cults. People who all get together, and as a member of the group, they all believe something. That ain't the way reality works. Now, you should be trying to figure things out, but not because you're a member of that group. See, if you're a member of a group and somebody gives you a list of enemies, well, you're supposed to love this person or hate this person. Dr. Fauci, you're a Republican, he's terrible. You're a Democrat, he's evil. But somebody else gave you him as an enemy. You didn't find him yourself. Somebody else told you he was an enemy, or someone else told you he was a saint. And let me just give you a piece of advice. Whenever you get in to demons or saints, that person's either a demon or he's a saint. This group is either all evil or all good. You really got to question that. You really got to think twice, because that's usually not the way it works. Not that it's not possible, but it's just generally not so. It's not logical. Things are quite complicated. Things aren't black and white. Things are grays. Okay. There are a lot of grays. And critical thinking gets you into grays. It gets you, you know, critical thinking is this. When you really, truly believe something in your heart, but you still question it. Say, you know what? I really, really think that's true. But to be safe, I better question it because I could be wrong. That's what I'm talking about. That's all I'm trying to do. And this week, it was just hilarious to me. I went to, what was it, Monday after the inauguration, this think tank called the CPI, Center for Political Innovation, asked me to speak. And what CPI wanted me to speak about was this. They have connections to the Korean community, various other communities, and I didn't realize this too. I went to some Korean events a year or so ago and a Korean peace group. And what I found out was they all liked Trump. They were very supportive of Trump. And I said, why are y'all that surprised? Didn't think you'd be supportive of Trump. And they said, yes, we are. And I said, why? And they said, well, we're from Korea. And he tried to get a deal with South Korea for peace on the Korean Peninsula. That's why. And I thought to myself, you know what I thought? That's logical. That's logical. That's politics. That's saying, I'm a member of this group, and this person can do something that benefits me as a member of this group. I thought, whether I like it or whether I agree with it or not, I could understand the logic in a Korean community saying, I'm Korean, this particular president, I might disagree with him on 99% of the things, but the one thing that's important to me, I got family in Korea, and I don't want them blown up in some kind of a war, and he's trying something other presidents ain't tried. Guess what? I like him. And I remember thinking, okay, that's logical. I didn't judge it based on whether Trump was good or bad or whether I like Trump or good or not. I just thought to myself, is it logical? It makes sense if you're Korean and you got family there and you don't want them to die. That makes sense to me. And I know people that couldn't make sense. I know people, this is what they say. They always start with this. I don't understand. I know people, if I said, yeah, it makes sense. Koreans, yeah, that'll work for them. So, sure, that makes sense. I don't understand why anybody would like Trump. Let me put it to you like this. Anytime I start a sentence off with, I don't understand, it's an admission that I need to try to figure it out. It's not just, I don't understand, and then go on with what I don't understand. Well, that means I will remain ignorant. If I don't understand something, maybe I'll pick up a book. I got an idea. If you don't understand why somebody does something, this is going to sound really crazy. It's going to sound insane. It's going to sound like a lunatic. If you don't understand why someone else did something, ask them. Gee, why'd you do that? Oh, okay. And it still might not make sense to you, but it might make sense to them. What am I talking about here? Critical thinking, trying to figure things out rather than being trapped in emotions. And what I see is people trapped in emotions. Let me give you something that I was thinking this way. Let me give you the number in case you have any comments. 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Please, no speakerphones. And when you call, keep the phone to your ear while you're waiting. Do not set the phone down and listen on the phone the radio or the computer. Don't do that. Keep the phone at your ear because we have a delay. 202-588-0893. We got open lines. All right, let me continue. And I tell you, this is just me, just thinking logically. So Trump gets elected, right? Well, you know me. I am independent. I'm just watching. I'm like Frederick Douglass. If Trump does something that I approve of, I'll say good. If Trump does something that I disapprove of, I'll say bad. If he does something that I think should happen, I'll say, let's make that happen. If he does something I don't think should happen, I'll say, we got to fight him and stop that. That's me. No, as they say in D.C., no permanent friends, no permanent enemies, only permanent interests. If it benefits me, benefits my community, benefits the working class, benefits the people that I think should be benefited, I'm all for it. If it doesn't, if it hurts them, I'm all against it. I don't really care. I don't like Trump. Don't hate him. Don't know him. All I know is the policies for me or that I believe in, my principles. I'm going to stick by my principles. I don't care who's in. So let me say something. Oh, we got some callers. All right. I'll say one more thing. Let's see what time it is. 6:40. All right. Give me 2 minutes and I'll say this. So I had some people that I know start off like this. Diehard Democrats. And Trump's a fascist, Trump's this, he's terrible, he's blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so y'all are taking the moral position? Yeah. I got to throw this out there. I cannot take one single call until I say this, because I'm a logical thinker. And here's what ran through my mind. Y'all just supported a party that did a genocide. You just supported a genocide. You can never take a moral position again in life. You literally supported people who were doing a genocide. And now you're going to say, oh, Trump's a fascist? What do you call genocide? I put it like this. When the United States had slavery, wasn't that fascism? You can't have a country that has slavery that ain't fascism. How about apartheid? When the U.S. did apartheid, they literally did medical experiments on black people. The Tuskegee experiments did the same thing on poor Guatemalans and how many other things that we don't know about. The United States has a history of fascism. And let me say this, genocide is fascism. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I'm an independent, because if you're a Democrat and you supported these fascist genocidal monsters in the Biden administration, don't come to me telling me that somebody else is fascist. Well, you know what it is? You can tell me it's a different brand of fascism, strawberry fascism versus butter pecan fascism. But I am a person who can't forgive a genocide. And I can't see how anyone involved in a genocide, supporting a genocide, telling me to vote for somebody who's telling me they're going to continue a genocide. Harris, Kamala Harris, well, we must continue to support Israel. You're going to continue to support a genocide. Don't ask me to vote for that person. And don't tell me that whoever beat her, I didn't vote for neither one of them, is a fascist. I'm sorry. It's just not sensible. 202-588-0893. All right, let's go. First caller, you are on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave Kensington.
Talk to me.
Yes, sir. First of all, let's go back in time. He's before my age. He did a late night show. He held the card up to his head and he said, this thing, this thing, this thing. And what do they have to do with each other? Who knows? But maybe the Trump presidency, the Biden last minute during the inauguration clemency for all the family. Who knows? And then maybe even there's a controlled demolition in Montgomery County at an Air Base, a United States Army Reserve Center tonight at 5:30. I don't know if that already happened. But meanwhile, from a completely philosophical perspective, how about I registered as a Democratic voter once I served in the military after I became 26 years of age. Let's say I voted for Obama. Let's say I wasn't really convinced with how my vote was spent. Let's say I protested every other vote since. But meanwhile, the entire time that I've been a registered voter at the age that I would be legible to vote, born in the year 1984, registered as an independent, regardless, voted Democrat. Of course, I've been born in Maryland. Maybe if I was in Texas, which I've lived there as well, I probably would have been Republican. If I lived in Arizona, I've been there as well, 24 years ago, I probably would have registered as Democrat. But who knows? Arizona is a swing state.
Yep.
North Carolina is the same thing with South Koreans.
You got a point, because I got a couple of other callers. 202-588-0893. I'll ask you to wrap up and get directly to your point.
If one registered as an independent voter, would they vote for a Democrat or a Republican? And how would they justify that without voting for the independent party?
Well, I would say this. If a person, it depends. You know, people vote for different reasons. Some people vote because they're a member of a party. Some people vote because they say, some people do a protest vote. I'm going to vote just to show that I'm going to vote, but that I don't like these other two parties. Other people vote and they just say, let me look at all of the candidates and whichever candidate reflects what I believe in. I don't care if they can win or not. I'm going to vote for the candidate that I believe in. All of that is democracy. It's your vote. You vote for who you want to. That's my opinion. You get the last word, brother.
I say we all vote with our dollar, and I spend my dollar on WPFW. Thanks, Garland.
Man, you know what? You're just my kind of caller. Thanks a lot, Dave in Kensington. 202-588-0893. We've got open lines. Next caller, you're on air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Mike from the district, brother.
Hey, what's happening, Mike?
Well, the first thing, man, you can talk until you blue in the face, man. This party loyalty that people have, you know, especially in the District of Columbia, that you must vote Democrat. Well, you know, or even if you're an independent, you still must vote Democrat. First of all, nobody going to tell me who I should or should not vote for. And I am an independent. I'm discussing with both parties.
You and me
right
both.
Now. And so, you know, this whole ideology that you must be loyal to one party instead of focusing on the issues. When you talk about the Koreans, they voting for which the person who they feel like was best in their best interest. That's smart.
It makes sense, don't it? I may not agree with them, but it makes at least you can practically see why somebody said I'm voting. Let's say you're a Zionist and you like one party because they're more of a Zionist. You're like, it's all Israel for me. At least I may not agree with you, but at least I can say, well, I can see why they voted for that person. Whether I agree with it or not, that's my problem. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, the other ethnic groups, they do understand that. But for some reason, the one that don't understand that the most is the black community. A lot of them are still brainwashed. Only one group is going to save us. And no matter when that group proved time and time and time again that they still are not going to come through and disappoint us, and we still vote for the same party. And a lot of blacks are still brainwashed also that, you know, that the Democratic Party is the only party going to save us. No, you vote for the party that best represents your interests. You know, like I said, you can talk to blue in the face. People still going to think the way they think. But the one thing I never ever thought that I would ever thank Donald Trump for anything. But I like the fact that he dismissed the ban that the past Biden administration put on menthol cigarettes. And I'm like, well, in a lot of people who black smokers who smoke cigarettes, they had a problem with that. And you would think if any of the black people that work for the Biden administration said, well, wait a minute, if you're going to ban cigarettes that black people smoke, you're going to ban cigarettes that white people smoke, and that's Marlboro. I'm quite sure if they would have done that, you would have seen so many white people smoke Marlboro. Man, they would have been closing stores down. They wouldn't put up with that nonsense.
Let me tell you, I grew up in a white area. If they banned Budweiser, this country would go to pieces.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about, though, man.
They burned this country down if they Budweiser. I grew up in Glen Burnie, Pasadena. Boy, if they outlawed Budweiser, they would burn this whole country to the ground.
And see, and that's the problem right there. That's overreaching, though, man. People like it when the days when the government didn't overreach. You know, we live in this era now where some of these crazy-ass politicians feel like they got the right to tell you to do everything. And then when people rebel against them by voting for somebody else, and they doing what the Democrats doing right now. Well, I can't understand why people voted the other way. Oh, what's going on?
What else, Mike? What they don't talk about. They talk about, I think like one out of every five black men voted for Trump. And in some states, one out of every four, right? Okay, I understand that. That happened. It is what it is. It happened. There was a reason for that. But you know what they don't talk about? All the people that stayed home. A lot of Democratic voters, right, left-leaning voters, were I talked to somebody who was a young guy, just turned 30, white guy from New York, and he said, you know what? He says, like all of my friends, none of them voted for Democrats. Most all of them stayed home. He says, and you know why it was? I said, what? He said, Gaza. So the truth is, you know, a lot of people, they want to talk about who voted for Trump or Jill Stein. A lot of folks stayed home. They ain't necessarily going to vote for still, but they're going to look and say, Ned, you know, you've crossed the line. That's unacceptable. They want to say people didn't vote for Kamala Harris because she was black or because she was a woman. Oh, they're racist and misogynist. Look, a lot of people just like me had a conscience and said, genocide's too far. You're taking these things too far.
But, you know, it's up to the politicians to get the voters to come out and vote for them. And it's not up to somebody to tell, again, I'm against that somebody want to demonize somebody for exercising their right to vote for whoever they want to vote for. Again, it's up to the elected official to get you to go to the polls. And to me, that's an insult.
Go ahead.
You know.
And aren't they supposed to earn our votes? I mean,
that's what I'm talking
about. Can a party look at me and say, you're not right. How come you didn't support us? Well, wait a minute. The ruling elite, these powerful people, you already got your money. Okay, you're rich and you're getting more. And I'm required to vote for you. That's not democracy. Democracy is you have to not just communicate to the voters what's good for them. They got to see it.
Well, what's
they
the beef? What is this beef I'm hearing they got down with Snoop Dogg? What is that about?
Snoop, you know what? Here's my thing. Snoop apparently performed at some concert. I think it was a crypto concert, something to do with inauguration. Snoop got, but this is me. The man can do whatever he wants to. Snoop could have voted for Trump if he wants to. He could have hugged Trump. I don't care. He could have had on a MAGA hat. He is a free individual to do as he chooses. Who am I? This business is, oh, he voted for. Well, wait a minute. Joe Biden, here's what I can say. Joe Biden.
According to them, you're supposed to do it and vote for whoever they want you to vote for. And that's the problem right there. People are not putting up with that nonsense no more.
I don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. I could say the same thing. How could you support Joe Biden when he committed a genocide? I could say that, couldn't I?
One thing I want to give credit to. I'm hearing that the D.C. council members getting ready to pass a recycled deposit bill, and I think that's good because the District of Columbia is the only place that don't do that. And you got to go over to Maryland to take your recyclables too. You got a lot of poor people that that can help out, and then it will help keep the city clean. So I got to give D.C. council members credit for that, because if that bill passed, is going to be a recycling deposit sitting in all the wards right now. I found that out today. So that's one good thing. People can make a few more dollars.
Thanks a lot, Mike. The number is 202-588-0893. Independent Garland here. I'm neither Republican nor Democrat, so I ain't even straddling the fence, but I do want to hear what you have to say. 202-588-0893. Next caller, you're on air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mr. Mike. My name is Nay. I'm calling from Virginia.
Talk to me. I'm all ears.
Yeah, so I definitely agree with what you're saying, especially about the genocide. I mean, I'm 24, I have two kids, and there's nothing that you could have ever paid me or said to me to make me vote for genocide, people carrying their babies without heads. You understand what I'm saying? As far as voting goes, I do feel like people have the right to choose who they should vote for. But also, I mean, America is not the country of values and, upstanding, values. And to begin with, capitalist society. So, I mean, there's really not room for values and like-minded, people, community values, stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I feel like young people do it more, but older people don't want to question their country. You know what I mean? I say, wait a minute. I was around during the Iraq War 2003 when they lied to us about weapons of mass destruction. They knew they were lying, and they lied us into a war, right? And here's what I said. I'll never trust you again. Once you lie me into a war, why should I ever trust you? And we got all these people that think they're telling us the truth. I don't think they're telling us the truth. I don't trust them. You're not going to lie me into a war twice. So we got two wars, so-called, going on now, one in Ukraine, one in the Middle East. Here's my thing. I will research myself for what I believe. Anything the government tells me about any war, I will never believe them again. And I don't even understand how anyone else could believe them.
Exactly. I feel the exact same way. And they're saying that there's a ceasefire in Gaza and they're still bombing.
But you know the sad thing about it is they've been bombing and killing Palestinians. Like, okay, this is a terrible genocide and it started, right? They've been doing that year in and year out, bombing them, shooting them, killing them, arresting them without any cause or any crime. You know, they literally have this administrative detention that they had this all along, where the Israelis could grab a Palestinian, children, not just adults, and lock them up with no crime and hold them for life. Never charge them, never accuse them of a crime, just take them off the street and keep them in prisons for literally life. There have been people in jail for 5 and 10 years, never given a hearing, never given a trial, anything like that. How can I support that?
There's no possible way. And I mean, what trial for a 5-year-old or for a teenager that has nothing to do with anything that they have going on? They're being preyed upon. They're being picked off one by one. And there's absolutely no way that the United States of America could do anything that could benefit me where I wouldn't feel like it was an exploitation of another country.
Exactly. And last but not least, I'll say this. You're in your 20s. Mm-hmm. Okay. Look what this country holds for you. You know what I mean? I came up, look, yeah. I could buy a brand new car. But when I was, 23, brand new hot sports car. I was smoking a Shelby. I was rolling out there, buying houses, buying all those things. When I was in my 20s, you could buy a brand new car. Single, you could buy a brand new house. Oh, you could do all this stuff. Now, if you're 24, you can forget it. Who can pay $60,000 for like a Toyota middle of the road car?
Oh, there's no way.
Or a house, forget it. $800,000.
My husband have a house. How you going? Go ahead. He's a Marine, and we have the VA home assistance, and that's it. That's the only way that two black 24, 25 year olds with regular jobs, like I just work a regular job, getting paid 20 something an hour. $20 an hour, to be exact. There's no way I could have bought a home at all.
Mm-mm. And you know what's worse? And you probably know about this. I know of people mm-hmm. who would try to get a house and they would apply for a loan, right? And let's say they're paying $2,500 a month rent. They would apply for a loan that's $2,500 and they wouldn't give them the loan and say you can't afford it. Well, they're paying $2,500 a month rent. But you going to tell them they can't afford to pay the same $2,500 a month to pay for a home. I'm just giving a number, but you know what I mean? Which says to me almost like they don't want you to buy. They only want you to rent. They don't want you to own anything anymore.
No, but they'll have you saying that they need 3 times the rent and it's in the most terrible neighborhood ever. And it's like, if I had 3 times the rent, I wouldn't be living here.
Oh, and wait a minute. And you know it's going up every year. You know it's jumping every year. That rent is not going to sit still.
Yeah. Yes, sir. But thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. We've got open lines. It's inauguration week. Whatever you think. We got open lines. You know, see, I'm just running off at the mouth. My main man, Kalia, he's on the board making it happen and answering the phones. Call in. Next call, you're on air. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, I think that caller set the phone down just like they're not supposed to. Oh, come on, caller. How long is. Okay, yes, we're going to the next caller. Next caller, you're on air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is T-Berry from Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, not too much. I was listening to you, and you always have a pretty intelligent program that makes you think. I think. One thing that we don't have now that we used to have is accuracy in media, or in reporting. And I think that the kids grow up now and they don't know that they used to have free college and that you used to be able to take an ambulance without having owing $5,000 to the hospital for that. And they don't know how we're going down. We're going really down in our standard of living. And I think that the choices we get are not spoken about, and that's why we get a choice of a genocidal person or a ignorant-sounding, to me anyway, ignorant-sounding racist. And I think that they make it like you grew up in an ocean that is crazy, a crazy ocean, and you get out the ocean with people trying to do critical thinking or telling you some things, they feel like they can't breathe because they feel we got to support the Democrats. We got to support people who are against certain things or for certain things. And I don't think until we get a media that is more like PFW, and even PFW, because you have a lot of people speaking who are not like myself, who are not spokespersons or experts, you won't get the full story. I do not understand going to another media thing about why they were so gung-ho about getting rid of TikTok. Now, I listened to TikTok once or twice, and I listened to the way they called certain countries Iran-backed countries or Iran-backed whatever, just like the other stations do. Somebody told me that they're more likely to show pictures of Israelis attacking hospitals or burning people or shooting babies on beaches and other places, and maybe that's the real reason the pictures that they show are different. But the United States is a very censored country, and I think that if we get a media that shows people in China don't not have to work three jobs in order to buy a house. In fact, they got a $60 million surplus of homes in China. We'll do better. We would do much better. And I hope that we get a more accurate media from everybody. And we can only do that by accuracy and reporting. And if we don't know that Israel has five times in the last 13 years mowed the lawn, which just means they bomb Palestinians in Gaza or in the West Bank or wherever, then, of course, we're not going to react to people who say Israel is the real terrorist country there. We need more education, and the media is not giving it to us.
Let me read something to you for anyone who wants to know why TikTok was born. It's from Rolling Stone magazine. The date of the article is May 6, 2024. It's by Nikki McCann Ramirez, and this is the name of the article. Lawmakers admit they want to ban TikTok over pro-Palestinian content. As a potential ban looms over the platform, some are admitting that they hope the app's demise will help kill pro-Palestinian sentiments online. It was the reason they took out TikTok was because there's a lot of young people on there, and they were opposed to the genocide. That's why TikTok. What's interesting, though, is there's another app that's in China called Red Note. And Red Note is really cool. It's kind of similar to TikTok, but different. Well, when people left TikTok, they started going on Red Note, right? And I thought, what in the world is Red Note? So I download the app. It's great. You can see what's going on in China. You can see there's all these people showing you videos. It's like TikTok, only it's actually in China. And I'm watching it. I can see the high-speed rail, and they're showing you what's going on. And I'm like, wow, this is great. And so here, they're like, oh, we've got to stop TikTok. Well, guess what? Red Note is a great app. And it's in China, and I can learn things about China. I've even learned some Chinese words. Red Note is a great app. So, you know, people, you can try to shut the door on people, but people are going to do what they want to do. You get the last word, brother.
Okay, well, they have shut the word on people, and we are censored, I think, more than I realized until I started traveling a lot more recently. China has come up. When I was a kid, I blame my overweightness now on the fact that my mother made me finish my plate every time when I was a kid. Don't be like these people in China. They're starving. They want to get this. You finish every last bit. China has come up more than any other country in history, I think. The people have come up. And I hope that this Red Note shows us just how we should be doing.
Thank you very much. The number is 202. The number is 202-588-0893. We've got open lines. I'm certainly want to hear what you have to say. Next caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from? Next caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from? Oh, I guess our caller's not listening there. All righty. Do we have another caller? All right. Next caller, you're on the air.
Oh, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. What's happening?
Oh, yes. Hi. This is Louise from Baltimore.
Hey, I'm familiar with you, Louise. You're getting to be a regular part of the show. You know, look, if I have to take a week off, I might have to hand the mic over to you and let you do the show. You're on here as much as I am.
I didn't think that was one there that much. But what I wanted to talk about is what people haven't really focused on, or because it's so much, is the president, speaking about the elite, the college presidents, and how ignorant they were when they testified before Congress. I was amazed about the ignorance when they testified about the subject matter of everything. And these are the people that are supposed to be teaching our students and in charge of our students. You know, the Harvard president, Claudine Gay. Oh. And it was just amazing to me how she, you know, folded, because she didn't know what she was talking about.
But you know what? They don't hire them to be the president of a college and to make sure that students learn information. They hire them to be complicit, to do what they're told. You know what I mean? It's no more like who can possibly be the best person that we can find for to run this college and make sure that the students are educated. Nope. They don't want to educate the students. They want to brainwash them into their way of thinking. And they want a person that if they call the president and say, hey, the students are protesting against Israel. They want the president to say, okay, let's send the police out to beat the daylights out of the students and stop them right away. That's what they want. They don't care if the president is the stupidest person in the world, as long as that president will do what they're told. And you know what? Here's the sad thing with us black folks. Same thing with our black leaders. I hate to say this. They will put a black leader out there. And we're supposed to say, well, we've got a black mayor, we got a black president, we got a black congressman. We're supposed to assume because our politicians are black that our politicians represent us. And quite frankly, I feel as though black politicians have disgraced themselves. They have disgraced themselves over what they've done regarding not standing up for black people. They're in there. They can send billions of dollars all over the world. Oh, we got another $20 billion for Israel, $60 billion for Ukraine, while we got to send $500 million to Taiwan, while the black people are struggling to heat their homes, to feed their families. Our communities are falling apart, abandoned buildings, crime. But they're celebrating money all over the world. Go ahead.
Yes, and she's getting paid, you know, top dollar. And when she got caught, she's gonna complain about it was her race and, you know, and how she was discriminated against and how it was racism. Yes, it was racism, but if she had known what she was talking about, here you have Stefanik, who basically supported the white supremacists who was saying, you know, Jews would not replace us. And she sat up there and allowed this woman to, you know, to basically grill her over who was anti-Semitic, that she was anti-Semitic. I mean that's exactly what I'm talking about. And so you just and as far as the Palestinians go, it's not only the genocide in Palestine. We still have Haiti to think about, the Sudan. Oh, I mean, it's all over the
Sudan,
place.
Sudan, the Congo, Democratic Republic of the Congo. We could go on and on and on.
Exactly. So, you know, I think that the people like the uncommitted movement and the Koreans, like you said, I think that they're being a little bit disingenuous because there wasn't only two parties running. They could have voted for Jill Stein or not voted at all. So, you know,
Korea. Saw something that was in it for them. You might not agree with it, but at least it was logical. If somebody says, I build tires, and this congressman is running, and they're going to try to get more tires bought from the factory that I work for. I may not agree with you, but I can understand. No, hey, that's logical. No, I might not, whether I agree with it or not.
But my point is that it wasn't logical because they know how Trump lies. Trump lies all the time, and he's
bombastic. They don't care.
He exaggerates. How do they know that Trump is telling them the truth when they say that?
I have a question for you.
That's exactly my point. I don't think that was logical.
But I have an important question for you. You trust Joe Biden? You think he's not a liar?
No, all of them
are liars.
Anybody,
do you think, like, when somebody says to me, Trump lies, I say, how familiar are you with American politics?
Exactly.
We get lied to by our congressmen.
They
promise us stuff and they ain't going to do. To me, when somebody says Trump lies, to me, that's like saying a politician lies. And I think, oh, well, there's a shocking new development. A lying politician. Who would have ever thought that? I'll be honest with you. It means nothing to me that Trump lies. He couldn't possibly lie more than all the other politicians out there, as far as I'm concerned. That comes with the turf.
Well, see, that's exactly my point. So how do you justify saying that you're going to support a racist, including Biden, that all of them are, How can you justify doing that, knowing that they might not be even telling the truth about
well,
it?
Well, so you got to give them this credit. They didn't go by what he said. They went by what he did. The fact of the matter is that Donald Trump did try to get a peace deal with North Korea. So whether he told the truth or lied is irrelevant. These Korean people said, we saw what he did. We don't care what he says. We're going to vote for him based on what he did, and they didn't feel that somebody else would do it. Like I said, I don't have to agree with them, but I can see the logic in what they did.
Oh, okay. And then the last thing I would like to say is that, you know, if you want to kill yourself by smoking cancer sticks, then, you know, you go right on ahead. There's a lot of things that that they've done in history that was racist that actually benefited us. And so.
Well, I'm not a smoker. I try to be a healthy person myself, so I'm not into smoking. Well, I mean, I understand how a person says they want freedom to do different things, so I understand that. I'm with you. I'm not a smoker, so, you know. But while I'm not a smoker, I understand a person who chooses to smoke feeling that they don't want the government to tell them. First of all, here's what kills me, though. If you're going to outlaw cigarettes, that's one thing. But to say you can smoke this flavor, but you can't smoke that flavor, that's kind of silly to me. You know what I mean? It's like, you can smoke all you want as long as you don't smoke this flavor. None of that makes sense to me, to be honest.
Well, they were marketed it to children with the flavors. Mm-hmm. So that's you know, I think that that's perfectly legitimate to be concerned about.
Well, it's all bad. I don't understand how some of the things they will make illegal. They'll be like, you can't do this because it's bad for you. Okay, but you can smoke cigarettes. I ain't saying they should make them illegal. I don't think they should. But there's always hypocrisy. The government's always trying to act like they're looking out for us in one instance. And in another instance, they do the opposite. So, I'm kind of a health nut. I exercise a lot and I try to take herbal supplements and stuff like that. So I'm with you. I ain't touching no cigarettes. I don't even drink alcohol.
Well, you're right. Just like the TikTok, if you put on your, like you said, your critical thinking cap, they were saying, oh, you know, they were selling personal information. They were accessing personal information of Americans. But so was Google. So is Google. And they're using it against us, but they're not trying to outlaw Google.
Yeah, that was.
So,
that
what
was,
difference does it make if you're an American or a Chinese if you're using our personal information?
Yeah, it was absurd. It was a lie. The only reason they did it was to censor people who were pushing back against Gaza, against Israel. Our government
is
not on our side. They never got nothing for us. All right, thank you. Next, all right, I certainly appreciate it. All right, do we have any more callers? All right, next caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air, next caller.
What's going on, Garland? It's Max calling from Maryland.
Talk to me, Max.
Couple things I got to talk to you about today. So I want to talk about Trump's pardon, specifically in relation to January 6th. And then the big thing I want to talk about also is immigration.
All right. So, what about January 6th? You know, let me make this thing real quick, though. But one quick statement on January 6th. What's interesting is Biden pardoned everybody on the January 6th committee, all the people in Congress who were on the January 6th committee, which I find interesting. But and then Trump charged all the people who were charged with January 6th. So in a way, isn't it kind of what's the old saying? My dad used to have an old saying, an even swap ain't no swindle. Go ahead, Max. I'm listening.
I would disagree immensely because a couple things. So obviously, I don't think those people needed pardons. But they were just engaging in their constitutional duty as House of Representatives members and Senate members to investigate. And it's adjudicated that Trump is an insurrectionist. When the Republican Senate didn't impeach him right after he left office 4 years ago, they all acknowledged that he did incite and committed insurrection. But they would
let
not
me ask you this, Max.
I
do have a question, though, about that. Something you said is critical. I'll be honest with you. Anytime I see the president issue a preemptive pardon to anybody, if he said, hey, I'm giving a preemptive pardon to Max, I would think to myself, Max is dirty. You ain't giving nobody a pardon if they ain't dirty. You know what I'm saying? Come on, Max. You've pardoned a bunch of people. Well, they didn't commit any crimes, but I just pardoned them because I was in a good mood. I'm suspicious of that, Max. I'll just say that. I'm suspicious.
But we saw these people, like, tase police officers. Like, there's literally a video of the guy who got pardoned who, like, tased the police officer. There's video of him saying, get his gun.
But no, you missed, but you didn't comment on my point. Comment on my point. I said, I'm suspicious. Every president pardons
say
people.
That they're all,
I'm always suspicious of those pardons. I'm like, you know you're dirty. Come on.
Prosecute him if these people are just loyal sycophants to Trump. Like, McCarthy demonized Trump for January 6th, and there's videos of MAGA supporters threatening to, like, kill them. So, like, if you turn against Trump, he can literally have his base threaten to kill you. He's the first ever president to literally have people
threaten
to kill
you. But how come you're not answering it? I asked you about the pardons. Like pardoning people.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I think. I guess you could say.
Doesn't it at least raise suspicion? I mean, let's be honest with each other. Don't it at least raise suspicion when people get pardoned that they might have did something dirty?
You said what?
I said, like, when a president pardons somebody, don't you really kind of scratch your head and say, I think they did something. He didn't pardon them for no. Come on, Max. I don't even know what they did. Maybe they didn't. But it sure makes me suspicious when people get pardoned.
You literally said there was no violence at the Capitol. So you don't even believe the people that have video evidence of tasing police officers. You said, I want them to be pardoned. You want people to pardon your own brothers in law enforcement.
I'm just saying, Max. I'm talking about the pardons now. Ain't nothing I can do about the past. There's an old saying. Even God can't change the past. So the past is what it is. I'm just talking about these pardons today.
Well, I mean, I think it's what's more
look,
sad.
Whether we like it, whether we agree with it or not, Trump, there's people mad because Biden pardoned a bunch of people who had drug convictions. And that, people are not going to be happy about the pardons. Yeah, that's the way it goes. In fact, Biden did something that I was happy with. He let Leonard Peltier out. And I don't know if you know, I used to have Marcus Garvey on all the time. Marcus Garvey's son on regularly. And he was trying to get his father posthumously pardoned. And Biden posthumously pardoned him. I thought those were great things. I mean, I'm not a Biden fan, but when he does something that I approve of, I'm going to say that was good.
Marijuana offenders. Trump would never do that. That's Trump crazy. Wants to throw the book at drug dealers.
Yeah, well, but anything else? Do you have any other? Well, I got another caller. Any last word? You get the last word, brother.
Would never do mass deportation. So I have a girlfriend, right, who's from Guatemala, and her brothers, and they live here, and they work hard. And the immigration system, as much as I agree with you, it's a long issue. Cooing governments, we cooed Guatemala, all that. Living in the moment here and now, Bill Clinton in 96 passed a disgraceful bill to make immigration harder, and I disgrace Bill Clinton. He's an evil president for his attack on immigration.
Yeah, I don't like Clinton at
him
all.
And Hillary.
I'm with
and
you.
Obama, as much as he was a stiff man on immigration, he always campaigned progressively. He tried to get the Congress to do immigration reform. Then Bannon stepped
You know what? I got to jump off because I got another caller, and I do make sure I want to get my last caller in, and we're almost done. So I want to give it. Thanks a lot, Max. Appreciate the call. See, Max is a perfect example. Max and I disagree on a lot of politics, but Max calls in, and we have a nice little discussion every week. I think that's positive. Last caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, man, this is Jose. Calling from Maryland.
All right, Jose, what's happening, brother?
Hey, man, I like the last discussion that happened with Max. I'm a first-time caller. I just got to the station maybe like a week ago, and I'm listening brand new. I'm ignorant to the facts as far as politics, but I'm curious, you know what I mean? Like, as far as, like, Trump and this whole situation that we got. So I feel as though, you know, like,
Let me ask you a question real quick. What do you think about, you know, I don't know if you listen, my politics is I'm an independent, so I don't like any of them, but I don't care who's in there. If they do something that I like, I will support it. If they do something I don't like, I'll fight against it. That's the best I can do. What do you think about that?
I feel that. That's how I feel about that. Like, that's my whole life right there. You know, like, I don't judge. I don't care who is involved. I just listen to what they got to say.
Fight against it. that's the best I could do. What do you think about that?
Yep. All right. Well, thank you very much. Got to get ready to wrap it up. I want to thank my main man, Kalia. He was a, might I add, he's an outstanding DJ also. And we got some great, you know, I'm a big house music fan. Oh, we got a great house song for you on the way out. Thanks, Kalia. And we got good music coming up next. If you want to find me, Telegram at Garland N, Garland Nixon on Facebook, Garland.Nixon on Instagram. What do you know? I'm on Red Note now. My email is my first name and the first letter of my last name, Garland N at gmail.com. Kalia, get me out of here with some house music.